Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 25 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 26 degrees.
KDATX2, be your officer.
Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 27 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 36 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees.
KI5BP, monitoring, listening.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
KCHYVF Mobile. KCHYVF Mobile.
KC8YVF, KC8VOA.
Good evening, Rick. How's your day going?
Well, it's going downhill finally. I was sitting there drinking coffee at 6:30 this morning, and the boy had just put some laundry in the wash machine, and all of a sudden I hear it beeping error codes. It's like, oh, Brad, you need to go check your load of laundry. You probably get out of balance or something. He walks through the door and the floor is flooded.
Oh, no. That's not good. Is it first floor or in the basement?
First floor. Yeah.
Oh, that's even worse. Ours is in the basement, and the sump pump drain is right next to it, so if it does go, everything tilts toward the sump pump. So that would be my only saving grace for that, at least. But the hot water heater went a number of years ago, and that's on the opposite side of the basement, so yeah, that got everything wet.
Yeah, that's something I should be planning on, too, replacing that. That's 25 years old.
Yeah, mine was probably about that, too. So mine's at about 8 years old right now. I replaced the sump pump and the hot water heater at the same time. My sump pump has the motor out of the water. I don't like the submersible ones. And the only thing that happened to my other one is parts rusted finally. The parts that were in the water, some of the metal parts rusted through. The motor was still perfectly fine, but I ended up replacing that. And then the other one with the hot water heater was probably about 25. And so I made sure I put labels on it. I know where my brother's got his condo up in Traverse City, they have to replace their hot water heaters every 10 years because they got a multi-level, so they don't want one breaking and going down if you're on the third floor, you know, flooding out everybody below you. So they make them change it every 10 years, but I won't be changing it quite that quick, but I think mine's probably at least 8, maybe 9 years old now, so keeping track of it at least. Looks great from the outside, but so did the old one before it burst.
Yes, sir. Yep, they do. And, I think the difference in buying them, one of the guys that I worked with, is it's the same hot water heater you buy with an 8-year warranty or spend a little more to get a 10-year warranty. It's the same hot water heater. You're not really getting anything more. Just stick with the 8-year warranty one and take care of it. Keep it drained, keep it flushed out, and keep up with your anode and stuff on it, and you should be in good shape. So that's what you want to do, and keep up with that. But I'll tell you, in the morning when I kick the water on in the morning, the chlorine smell is strong. I don't know if you noticed that or not. KCABOA.
Yeah, I haven't noticed that, at least recently, and that's just something from hot water. I haven't drained it. So it's been sitting there for at least 8 years, and I have not drained it. It's just done its thing, so I didn't drain the other one, and that went for 25, so. And my wife keeps saying, shouldn't you do that? I said, yeah, I got to get a hose down there and a shorter hose, but actually I got one I think that will fit now because it's got to go from the hot water heater in the utility room out that door across the hallway and into the laundry room and over to the sump pump. And I think a 25-footer might do it, and I got an extra 25-foot piece that I have, so that might do it now. I can do that. one of these days. Not this winter. I'll wait till summer to do it. But yeah, that should be done, which I haven't done. And yeah, all those appliance things, I know we've got most of them replaced, but the furnace is still going okay. We've repaired, did the circuit board. It was the main problem a couple of years ago that kept giving me fits, and GW Heating couldn't figure that one out. Every time they came out like once a year to try and figure out what was going on, charged me $100 every time and didn't fix anything. And I got a new guy that came out and said, everything leads back. There's only one alternative is your circuit board. He said, well, you can buy the board and put it in, or you can buy the board. I can buy the board and put it in, or however you want to do it. So I bought the board, but there was two extra wires that were on the old board that didn't have places on the new board. So I had to have him come out, and he said, yeah, neither one of these two wires are really needed. They have no function, so they're just taped off. And he plugged the new board in, was there about 10 minutes, and it's worked fine ever since.
Yep, a lot of the boards are universal, and you got to wire them yourself, and so doing a direct plug-in sometimes does not work anymore. Yeah, it's kind of a pain in the butt, but that's kind of the way they're making them now. Yeah, so I spent the day getting the floor vacuumed up, get all the water cleaned up, get the fans going on it, dry it out the best I can. I'm bringing the fan downstairs right now. I just brought one down, and I'm going to take the dehumidifier up there and run it in there. I did get it all cleaned up, washed everything down, sprayed the baseboards and all that with mold control and so forth. I don't think it got too bad. I think I only sucked up about 3 gallons of water.
Well, that's not too bad. You lucked out there in that regard then. So that's good. Just pulling into the subdivision here. Boy, the sunset really looks nice. It's a bright red glow in between the clouds here. So hopefully we have a sunny day tomorrow. And I see a lot of the snow is kind of dissipated. So that's a good thing, too. I don't nearly have as much on the ground as I had yesterday. And the good thing is most of my tree is on the ground here now. So I came out this morning and I looked, and so is my neighbor's. The tree in their front yard is almost all the way down. And I would say the tree in the back that normally doesn't drop until late November is about 85% on the ground. So as soon as we get rid of this snow this weekend, although they're saying rain like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, chance of rain, I should be able to get a majority of this cleaned up. So that would be a good thing. So, all right, Rick, I'll let you go. Sorry to hear about the washer, but good that it could drop all too much, at least, on the floor. But, yeah, those are never fun experiences that happened then. So have a good night. We'll talk to you later. KC8YDF.
You have a good night. Yeah, I really lucked out because the hose on from the pump to the tub, the hose came apart at the tub, so I lucked out with that one. So got it back together. I didn't want to replace the washing machine this year. I plan to replace it next year. KC8YVF, TC8BOA. Talk to you later.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 32 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 32 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees.
Level 01.